Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you're with us this morning on this beautiful sunny Saturday morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Yes, and a beautiful day. Hopefully it'll get a little warmer and we can get out and enjoy it.
Oh, we will. I'm sure we will. There'll be people out there fishing and golfing soon. Our guest this morning is going to be an interesting show. Jason Harold, owner of JW Welding in Menasha, is our guest. Jason started his welding business about 2008, and he's growing his business very well. We're going to find out what it takes to start a business like this, and we're going to find out what's involved in keeping it going and growing it. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking to Jason in just a few minutes. But first, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. We're the Fox City SCORE chapter. We're headquartered in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have about 55 volunteers in our chapter with all kinds of expertise and backgrounds that are specifically designed to help you start and succeed in your business. We have experts in areas of marketing, IT, accounting, banking, cash flow, strategic planning, social media. If you have some needs in your company and you're looking for ways to get answers to grow your company or solve a problem, reach out to the SCORE chapter. You can contact us at foxcities.score.org, foxcities.score.org. And again, we're located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We love what we do. It's all free. It's all confidential. And if you are sitting out there listening to the program this morning and you're thinking, gosh, I'd like to help out on something like that, that I have an interest in helping other people, go to foxcities.score.org and click on the website to become a mentor, and we'd be very happy to talk to you. We're always looking to expand our team of volunteers because we want to bring those good services back to the business owners who create jobs. In addition to all the mentoring we do, we also put on some seminars. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, right now, as of the 20th of May, we're going to be starting our Simple Steps program. We talk about this. This is going to be about the fifth or sixth time we've done this program. It is five sessions, 5 weeks in a row, and should help you on how to get started and how to handle your business plan, what it takes to be in business. The first class it will be on May 20th. It's in the morning. It'll start at 8:30 in the morning at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. It'll run from 8:30 until about 12:30. We include breakfast and lunch, so it's a pretty good deal. It's basics, what it takes to get involved, what I have to be, you know, who should think about becoming an entrepreneur.
What's it all about?
That's the one, healthy. Yeah, okay. And then the second program we do will be on May 27th. That's a Wednesday night, and those will be all in the evening from there on out. They'll be down at the SCORE office, which is in the, as you mentioned, the Chamber Office Building at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. Again, that program, the second one, again, will be what do I need to start my business, attorney, accountant, banker, these types of things, and how that all fits together.
Should I be a sole proprietor or sub-S corp or an LLC? What's the difference?
Right, and all the different parts of that. The third section will be on June the 3rd. That piece is involved with marketing. We have an expert in there who comes in, talks about social media, but we also talk about the old-fashioned concepts, the basics, price, place, position, and promotion. So all of the different things that you need to know if you're going to start marketing your business. The next step is the business financials. What's involved as far as spreadsheets? What do you have to know about a cash flow? What profit and loss is all about?
What's a balance sheet? What's an income statement? How do they work together?
And on that one, we have a really super CD that goes with that that has all the templates. So and they all join together. They're all put together in an Excel package that you can use to be able to start your own bookkeeping an accounting system.
Yeah, that evening Mary Lou goes through a case study, balance sheet, income statement, and as you mentioned, as you're following along in the case study, the CD that you receive has all the blank spreadsheets in it, so you can put your own numbers in there.
Right, yeah. Right. And then the final one, of course, you get involved with, and that is, mm-hmm. where do I find the money? And everybody's looking for that answer.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the traditional forms of financing, as well as all of the, should we say, non-traditional, including things like what is crowdfunding, what's an angel investor all about, some of these types of things. So we cover all these areas. It's 5 sessions. Each session is $25, and you can register for all 5 or any one of them on the website. So go out to foxcities.score.org, click on the link that says local programming, and it's right there for you. So it takes about 3 seconds to get yourself registered.
And what do we have coming up in Fond du Lac?
Fond du Lac right now, it looks like it's going to be in June. We have tentatively scheduled for June 11th a follow-up program down there. We did one on social media a while ago, which was very, very, very popular. And so we're going to do social media too, which is going to go into more of the details on how do I set up a social media program, what kind of projects, how do I see if there's a return on my investment, that type of thing. And that's going to be coming up on June the 11th is the schedule right now. And again, that'll be out on the website shortly. So
good. Anything else?
That's it that I've got on the list for right now. We will be doing some other programs.
Keep
coming
an eye
up
on the website.
Right. We've got at least 4 that are scheduled, that we're, while they're being scheduled, we're partnering with CAP Services here in the Valley.
So keep an eye on the website, foxcities.score.org.
Right.
Stay current on what's going on with the seminars. Find out what we're doing at SCORE, because we're there for the life of your business. We'd like to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the show to you each weekend. Without them, we couldn't do this. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPA Firm, Epiphany Law. Also want to thank Bank First National, eBiz Results in Oshkosh, Mike Pulvermacher and his team. They built a website for BizTalk. That website is biztalkwithscore.com. If you go to biztalkwithscore.com, you can listen to archived radio programs going back about 3.5-4 years now. So if you missed a program, you can go listen to it. If you want to re-listen to it, you can do that too. We also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Dash up there at the Business News in Green Bay, for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, you're going to find out what's going on in East Central Wisconsin, in the business arena, and that'll help you grow. With that, we're going to say thanks to all our sponsors again. We're going to be talking to Jason Holding a little bit here, JW Welding in Jason Harold of JW Welding in Menasha. And you're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business. I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're in the studio this morning with Jason Harold, the owner of JW Welding in Menasha. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here.
Pleasure to have you here, Jason. Well, tell us about yourself. You started a company named JW Welding. Where are you located? What's your background? What's JW Welding about?
Well, the custom fabrication and the repair business. It's a home-based business. I'm in Menasha.
Okay. And how did you get started?
Well, one day I was working at Oshkosh Truck years ago on second shift, and I wanted to get some extra money on the side, and I've done a few jobs for friends, and I noticed I was pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went online, paid for the LLC, put a small ad on Craigslist, and the rest is history.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting how you did that LLC, Jason. In the Business News, there was an article in the Business News on you on March 23rd. And in that article, you said you went online at 1 a.m. late in 2008, obtained an LLC, and just like that, JW Welding was born.
Yep.
So where did the seed come from? What prompted the formation of a company? I think your wife had a role in that, didn't she?
Yeah, actually, she's the one that got me into the welding thing. I was in construction here and there, you know, and having the winters mm-hmm. off, and things really wasn't what I wanted to do, and she just made a suggestion. And like I said, I didn't really even know how to turn them on at first.
Yeah.
And once I got in and I realized how much I liked it, and I kind of had a nick for it anyway.
Did you go to the tech? I think you went to the tech.
Yep, Fox Valley Tech.
Yeah. And when you go into welding, I mean, I took a class in welding. I was a banker, and I took a class in welding at Fox Valley Tech way long time ago just to see what it was like. And the worst part for me was overhead welding because it left a few marks on my arm.
Oh, yeah, I got some scars that are going to be there for life.
That's my brand, right?
Yep.
But what was it about welding that intrigued you? And then once you got into it, you just dived right in.
Well, for one, you're constantly learning. And certain things that not everybody else can do, and if you get to become good at it, it's really rewarding in that aspect.
And people are willing, they need that help, and they have a problem, and you know how to solve that problem.
Correct.
Because you understand the metals and the welding.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you went to the tech, but how long did that take you to go through the process?
It took me a year, but I went full-time. So I was there 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, Monday through Thursday, and then half a day is on Friday.
Okay. And now with your business, how much time are you putting into your business now?
I'm putting every spare second that I have. If I'm not sleeping, I'm outside welding.
Okay. And so there's a lot of activity going on right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm swamped.
Okay.
You still have your full-time job.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. But you're doing it smart. You're not putting a lot of pressure on the business to replace the income you're getting from the full-time job. You're working slowly, building the business to the point where you can transfer you to your business.
No, absolutely.
So your business will help support your family. Where are you located, Jason? You're in Menasha?
Yep, I'm in Menasha on 6th Street.
Okay, and you work out of your home. You have a garage there, and you're all set up in the shop to...
Yeah, we bought a home that didn't have a garage, and When we built it, I made sure I built it big enough so I could do something like this in there.
And if somebody's looking for you, how do they get in contact with you?
You can go to my website, www.jwweldingllc.com. And on there, there's a link to, you can join me on LinkedIn. There's a Facebook link and also the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
Do you have a phone number they can call?
Yeah, my phone number is area code 920-540-4764.
Great. And what do you set up to do in your garage? Give us just a little sample of what kind of jobs do people bring to you.
Well, repair work and modifications mostly. I've gotten requests for custom trailers, mm-hmm. Requests for just maybe a gate on a trailer, custom trailer hitches, mm-hmm. Anything metal that's broken. A lot of people don't know it could be fixed, so they mm-hmm. just call and ask. And I have them bring it in and talk to them face-to-face and let them know what it entails and mm-hmm. usually can make it happen.
So you can actually build a trailer from scratch.
Yes.
And you've got the engineering background. You've figured out, you also do AutoCAD drawings, I think, right?
Right. That's a good way to get all your stuff precise, especially angles and things like that.
That's your plan and your specs, and then you just build from that, huh?
Correct.
Yeah, so you can have a trailer bait. What's the largest trailer you ever built?
I built a 5x10, all out of aluminum.
Aluminum.
Yep.
What does something like that weigh? Do you have any rough idea?
I wouldn't say more than 1,000 pounds. Yeah, not bad.
It's got pretty good carrying weight as well.
I put a 3,500-pound axle on this one, so I made it pretty beefy for the guy.
Okay. So it could probably... Was it a tandem or a single axle?
It was a single axle.
Would you build a tandem?
Yeah.
You can?
Sure.
Yeah, that's for hauling race cars and things.
Absolutely.
Well, cool. That's pretty neat, Jason. We're going to come back and visit with you a little more after this break. We're going to take a quick break and come back on the other side. We're going to learn more about Jason Harold and his JW Welding in Menasha. It's an exciting little story. of a little business starting out, and it's growing. So stay tuned. We'll be talking to Jason in a minute. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIP. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
We're talking about dollars and cents, dollars and cents. Them greenback bills with the pictures of the president.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Jason Harold, owner of JW Welding in Menasha. Jason started his welding business back in 2008, and he's working out of his house in Menasha. It's a classic story of someone who wanted to go do something on their own, and they decided to go do it, and they're doing it. Jason, tell us a little bit about what is the certification for welding. I mean, if I were going to open up a welding shop, it'd be kind of like a junkyard, but you got to be certified. You have to know what you're doing. What is your certification? And
well, there's a lot of certifications out there, at all depending on the application which you're working on. The two main things for a guy like me would be certified in structural steel and structural aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you are?
Absolutely.
And are you pursuing any further certifications? Are there, how does that trade work?
Well, kind of it depends on if you want to take on a job and a company may contact you to work on something, but you need to be certified in it. Then you can go get that certification. You can sign up and pay and take a test. And once you're passed, then you are certified in that to work on whatever comes.
Pretty cool. Good.
Yeah. And then you said you also have experience. You'd worked with Oshkosh Truck, again, in enhancing your experiences.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Worked on a lot of cool stuff there, from real thick to real thin, and a lot of the stuff got x-rayed.
Okay.
So that made you kind of, you really had to know what you were doing.
Okay. They're pretty strict on the specifications and so on.
Oh, big time.
Yep. Okay. And then from there, you said also you went to the tech to learn the welding process. What other things did you do as far as learning the business process were you involved in? Courses, classes?
Well, I did take an entrepreneurial EC program thing to write a business plan at the tech to kind of get an idea on what it actually entailed to try to get more startup capital, to grow.
Okay, so you're still working on that?
Yeah, still working on that.
Okay.
It's an ongoing process. Yeah. I'd like to give out the phone numbers here. If you have a question for Jason, call us in Appleton at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150. Jason, what size metal can you work on? What kinds of metals are there? There's stainless, there's aluminum, there's steel.
Well, I can weld on all material. I'm specializing mostly in aluminum. When it comes to that, up to about 3/8 of an inch thick with the equipment I have now, and steel up to a half an inch.
Okay.
I don't get a lot of the thicker stuff in with the repair work and things. But.
And you have welders in your shop, and you mentioned you have a plasma cutter.
Yep.
Now, for the layperson, a plasma cutter is an efficient way of cutting metal.
Yep, real quick, real precise.
Real sharp edges and things.
Yep.
Cut angles on it and all.
Absolutely,
that.
You cut through anything.
What's the strangest thing you've ever built, you ever put together?
I don't know if this would be a strange one, but I built a thing called a log skidder, and I didn't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a real cool. It was actually one of my very first projects.
What's a log skidder do?
You hook it up to the back of a four-wheeler or a riding lawnmower, and it's got a claw that hangs out of the middle with two wheels on it. It's kind of like a big arch. mm-hmm. you can grab the log like that, drag it out of the woods, and cut it up by a more efficient place.
Yeah, okay. And that was just some person who wanted to build something to haul logs off out of his woods?
Yeah, he knew that it was expensive online and asked me if I could do it cheaper. And since it was one of my first jobs, of course, I said absolutely.
Did you do an AutoCAD drawing on it first?
Yep. Went back and forth with a couple different designs with the customer.
So that's one of the things you offer is if you're going to build a trailer or something, say I want to come to you and have a 5x10 trailer built. You're going to show me a drawing of it and the specs of it, and we're going to agree on that before you embark on the construction.
Yeah, that's how almost every project goes. It's hand in hand with the customer all the way through.
Yep.
Okay, I got an odd question. As I was looking at your website and so on and talking about things, Jason Harold, how did that become JW Welding?
Well, my middle name is William.
Okay.
And
that works.
I spent a lot of time trying to think of a name, and I just figured this was the easiest way, and it was pretty original.
Okay. So, but now you're using, as far as methods of marketing, you do your website. How else does your business grow?
Well, on the website, too, I have a link for LinkedIn, the Better Business Bureau, for leaving reviews and whatnot. I advertise through Menasha High School mm-hmm. on their calendars and their programs.
What about word of mouth? What about referrals? Is that a big package?
Referrals is huge. I know a lot of people, and I've made a lot of connections mm-hmm. over the last 5 years. So word of mouth is probably 75% of what I do.
Okay, so you network a lot with people in businesses that are similar to yours.
Correct.
Okay, great way to do it.
Jason, as you were starting your business, there's a business. The business is welding, and that's working in your business. But then there's working on the business. And that's what we're talking about, with a little bit of marketing, put a marketing plan together. Then there's the financial side of things, doing the business plan. And we talked a little bit on the pre-show about the value of kind of knowing what the numbers are going to be and tracking them and so on. How important is a budget and looking at what you need to do to cover your costs? How important does that figure in to you operating this business?
Well, it's one of the most important. At first, it's real easy to just get paid, put the checks in the bank, and, you know, spend them either on yourselves or buy more equipment and tools. But to really understand where it's going at the end of the year, I mean, it's kind of an eye-opener when you realize there was so much there, but you really don't have as much to show for it as you think you should have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of business owners will come to SCORE, and they'll right. talk to mentors, and they'll say, gosh, I made a $50,000 profit last year, but I've only got $4,000 in my checking account. Where'd the other $46,000 go?
Right, right.
You know, it's yep. cash flow. And if people would, like yours, you want to do, you want to build a budget and you track where things are going every month. The value of that exercise is you create a cash flow filter in your mind. So every decision you make every day starts going through that budget filter. Mm-hmm. Am I keeping track of this? Am I off base? But you got a budget to go back and refer to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to help you with that at SCORE. We're going to give you a spreadsheet and we're going to sit down with you and help you with developing that budget.
Great. Looking forward to that. Yeah.
When you were talking about getting started, too, on starting a business in your home, in the garage and so on, did you run into any other, should we say, problems or things that you hadn't thought about when you start doing a home business, with the city,
well,
maybe around the area?
Some of the legalities and things. Like, you don't really think that running a home-based business could be an issue for the city, and it's got to be obviously zoned commercial and all things like that. So I try to keep it low-key in that aspect, and I know I keep the working hours reasonable.
Okay. You know, so you're not out there at 4 o'clock in the morning banging away?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes, though.
Sometimes, but quietly.
Very quietly.
Very quietly. What about, you know, things like signage and odds and ends like that? Do any research or find out how that works?
Yeah, I actually had a big 2x3 sign that I had made in the front yard, not thinking anything of it, and the city one day did leave a note on there mm-hmm. saying it has to be a certain size and it has to be posted on the building and all sorts of other things like that. So that's one of the main things I can stress for anybody mm-hmm. else thinking about it, to make sure you check all that stuff out first, because you don't really want any surprises.
Mm-hmm. That's a good line. Don't worry. I hate surprises when I'm going into business, so good thought.
Yeah, business is tough enough without the surprises. Then that just makes it more difficult, more challenging.
Right.
Now, your wife basically said to you, why don't you go take up welding? So you did. How does she feel about the business now?
She's really excited about it.
Good.
I mean, it's a lot of work, and she understands that, and she's super supportive. I mean, mm-hmm. with working full time, and then you get home and you got just enough time to eat something, you're right back outside. And then it's all weekends too. And with that, the money that's made is constantly going back into the business. So to her, she's really not seeing what I'm seeing mm-hmm. right now, but eventually she'll come around.
Well, you take her to dinner once in a while, I'm sure.
We try to get out for that, yeah.
Have you welded her any little gifts or anything? Have you done any little artwork for her?
No, nothing yet. Nothing yet.
I could see you doing a Valentine's heart, a little welding with aluminum.
Yeah, maybe a sheet metal rolls or something. Yeah,
she'd appreciate that. And you also have a son, 3-year-old son?
Yeah, a 3-month-old son, Jameson.
Okay. Yeah, so pretty soon it'll be JW Welding and Sons.
Yeah, he'll be my first employee for sure.
You said you're going to get a welder in his hand shortly?
If I can find a helmet to fit him as soon as he can walk.
Okay, that sounds great. Again, getting back to a little bit of the business stuff, I mean, obviously, Tony's mentioned it, and I mentioned it too, the fact that, you know, doing the welding, and that's the business itself. How do you handle the rest of the stuff? Do you do all of your bookkeeping? Do you do all of your marketing plan? Do you do all this yourself, or is it a team effort, or how do you get that done?
Yeah, I do it all myself, and it is the most stressful part about the business. Okay. Getting the work, doing the work, and making customers happy is the easy part. Laying in bed late at night, doing invoicing, doing quotes, designing business cards, ordering advertising things, as in like T-shirts and signage and things, and looking into where you can advertise it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any help, people that work with you on that, or people you kind of depend on, or is it all just simply right now you?
It's all simply right now me. I have a couple of friends who are pretty successful contractors, so any questions or things I have, I kind of ask what they have done and what worked for them.
Okay.
Jason, when you started your business, your wife said, why don't you take up welding? And you went out to the tech and got into class. In the article, it talks about you just jumped into it.
Yeah, I didn't know how to turn them on. I didn't know what they looked like. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to see when I was welding.
You knew nothing about it.
Absolutely not a thing.
So how did you learn that?
I just pick up on things real quick, and I knew it was something I wanted to do, so I put everything into it.
Mm-hmm. And in the article, it says you ate it, you breathed it, you slept it, you everything, 24/7. You love welding.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who come to SCORE want to start a restaurant, they want to start a landscaping business, but they don't have that passion. They just think it'll work 40 hours a week, and they'll have a check coming in. But the real successful ingredient for a successful business is passion and commitment. And
well,
you've got that.
100%. If you're not all in 100% and passionate about it, I don't see it ever working out.
And if you are passionate about it, it's not work anymore.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, you really enjoy what you do. There are parts of it you don't like the business stuff, but you get through it. But the passion gets you through all that work.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, we were talking a little bit. When you have a customer, you know, let's say I decide I need some work done, kind of could you walk me through from the point where I give you a call and say, hi, I have a project, to the time we get it done and get it going? How do you work with a customer?
Well, I like to get him in the shop right away, maybe get a little sketch going and get a general idea on what they're looking for, and then I have to discuss with them what they're thinking about for material,
mm-hmm.
Whether or not aluminum steel, if it's going to be outdoors, how strong does it have to be. We start with that, and then budget's always a thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you could build it your way, and it could be one of the greatest things you thought you ever built, and it could be way over their budget.
Right.
So you can work with them on, you know, smaller, lighter material, or, you know, you can work with them that way.
So you really get a good understanding between you and the client.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Work on that as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then once you get to that point, about how long is most of your projects? How long is this going to take?
I'd say anywhere from 2 to 3 days to 2 weeks.
Okay.
Some of the repair stuff could be in a couple hours.
And you're doing it all right there out of your own shop?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll give out that number again. It's 281-1150. If you have a question for Jason, give us a call. Learn how to start a business and some of the things that Jason's going through. Or if you have a welding question, I'm sure Jason would be willing to answer that this morning. You can also reach us at 866-887-1150. Jason, what is your market area? Are you limiting yourself to Menasha, or is it the Fox Valley? How far have you gone?
Well, I've had customers come up from south of Fond du Lac and guys past Shawano already. So,
okay.
And Fox Valley and surrounding.
What about competition? Every business starts out, there's always competition. Another hamburger joint across the street if you're going to open up a hamburger joint. What about your business? How many family or individual welders are there out there? How many do you know about?
Around here, there's a decent amount, okay. But not a lot that I know that will work with customers in the repair and like the residential customer base. Okay. That's kind of where the niche is with this.
Yeah, and you do the AutoCAD. You're drawing up a scientifically designed plan that the business, the owner, the trailer is going to understand it as you lay it out to them, and you can make decisions that way.
Yep.
So you're adding that service. When you build something out of steel, say you build a steel trailer, does the business, the person who bought the trailer then, have to find their own way to paint it? Do they paint it? Do you send them somewhere?
I provide everything. I sub out whatever it. I can. I ask if they want it painted, powder coated, okay. You name it.
So you have connections where you can complete the trailer, and they just hook up their car and hook it up to the car. And
That's absolutely about it.
So it's wired too, huh?
If they want it. A lot of guys want to do that themselves to save some money, and that's all discussed too in the beginning. How far do you want me to take this? Once again, with the budget that they are looking for.
What's the biggest project you ever worked on?
Oh, God. I did some deck railings for a contractor friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I'd say about 100 feet of aluminum deck railing.
Wow.
In about 12 different sections, and it must have been about 15 stairs as well, all out of like 2x3 aluminum top and bottom rails.
Big project.
It took a while. It was one of the most fun I've had, too.
Yeah, and you put that on AutoCAD and designed it all for him?
Yep.
So you're capable of doing some pretty complicated things?
Sure.
And straightforward, simple things?
100%.
Okay, again, back. I'm the one who gets back to the business questions, but you've been in business now since 08. Where do you see yourself now, say, in the next 3 years as far as growth? What do you see?
I still want to be a home-based business due mm-hmm. now to my son being so young. I don't want to miss out on all that. It's going to be pretty much the same, but we are going to be in a different area. When we do sell our house, I'm going to try to build a bigger shop, mm-hmm. have bigger, nicer equipment. It's just to kind of expand my capabilities.
Okay. Slowly expanding with any thoughts of growing additional people working for you, anything along those lines?
There's been some talk and maybe partnering up. I know a couple of guys that do similar things that I do on the side, mm-hmm. and then another guy that owns a machine shop that I do work for has talked about one day in the future to get together and try to work something out.
So you do have growth and plans in mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're having an awful lot of fun doing it right now, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Jason, in the article, you commented a little bit about what your goal is in terms of your business size. You want to just share that a little bit? I mean, you started out real small, and many people don't have a goal. They just grow their business and grow and grow and grow and all of a sudden it breaks one day. But
well,
you've got a plan.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people out there really, when they start something, they probably over-exceed their expectations with where they want to be. They want to compete and they want to have 50, 100 employees and, you know, just blow up. And I think that would create a lot of stress, and a lot of people probably don't know what they're getting into if they went that route. So I'd like to keep it around 10, 20,000 square feet, 10 employees, 15, 20 employees max.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep, you know, you don't want to go too big, just to kind of keep your overhead.
Yep, it's all under control. And like we talked in the pre-show, you can sleep at night.
Yes.
You know, if it gets too big and it's out of control and it's keeping you up at night and you don't know what's happening in your business, that's stress.
Yep.
That's beyond fun. And that's too big.
Mm-hmm.
So I really applaud you for having given this enough thought and projected ahead and say, this is my target. Now, that doesn't mean 5 years from now you don't exceed that target, because it's always based on your comfort level and you have good people around you. But at least you've got an idea where you're going. A lot of people in business need to have that goal. They need that target.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other area, of course, you said, you know, with welding, it seems to be a growing field right now. What would you say to somebody who's interested in thinking about getting into it? What should they do?
I'll start with one of the tech schools. That'll get your foot in the door. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make you anything special. It'll get you into the field. And there's going to be so much work in the valley here over the next how many years. I mean, these shops out here are just getting flooded with work. So now is as good a time as any.
To get involved in it, get going into it.
Yep.
Okay, so it's a growing field. A lot of areas for expansion. Sounds good.
Jason, you just mentioned that it's a growing field in the valley and it's a lot of potential here. What brings you to that conclusion? What are you basing that on?
Something, I think they call it the baby boomer era. There's so many people retiring out there, and it was such a large amount. There's shops that are going to be losing guys faster than they can get them.
Yeah, and that brings up a good point. I told you in the pre-show when I was growing up, a guy in the neighborhood had a certified welder shop sign in his garage, and he did welding for years. But he's gone, and those guys get their connections. They're good at what they do, and you're replacing that. Those guys never had the AutoCAD. Mm-hmm. You've got the technology.
Yeah, that comes in pretty handy sometimes.
You bet.
Now, Jason, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, find out what you do and so on, what is the website and phone number?
Website, www.jwweldingllc.com, and the phone number is 920-540-4764. And I'm pretty much open 7 days a week to answer any questions.
Great.
24/7. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll finish up our program with Jason Harold, the owner of JW Welding in Menasha. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Oh, welcome back to our last segment on Biz Talk. We're here with Jason Harold of JW Welding in Menasha. Jason started his residential welding business back in 2008. He jumped in with a passion, and he's a full-service welding shop. He offers AutoCAD. If you want a trailer built, he'll design it for you, and then he'll talk it over with you. And if you want to make it a little taller, longer, wider, you can do that. And then he'll build it for you, and all you need to do is back up your truck, hook it up, and pull it away, because it's got everything all done.
Yep.
And it's a full-service family welding business. It's exciting because, as Jason pointed out in the last segment, a lot of folks are getting older. The baby boomers are turning over. And these handy guys like you are worth your weight in gold when you get something broken.
I'd like to think so.
Okay, well,
what's the biggest challenge you ever had? The biggest challenge running your business, starting your business? What's the biggest thing you had to overcome to really keep it going?
Getting the work. Making the right connections and knowing who to go with and what to go with, Matt. Getting the work is obviously the hardest part.
Getting the word out there, huh?
It is.
In other words, build it and they will come doesn't work.
Not as easy as some might think.
Okay, so get your okay.
Yeah, and really, it's important. I think is the way you did this, Jason, is to step into it, and when you get into it, you just soak it all up. You read it, you eat it, you breathe it, you went to school for it, you got passion for it.
Yep.
But you're doing it on a very well thought out, purposeful, step-by-step method. You even have a plan that another 4 years or so, you want to make this your full-time family support, but you're going to maintain your full-time job until that point arrives.
Yeah, until I don't have enough time to sleep is when you might be able to call it quits. But
you basically have good discipline in your business plan. And a lot of business people don't have that discipline, and that's good.
It makes it a lot less scary.
It does.
Too.
You sleep better at night.
Yep. Yeah.
Tony asked you what the most difficult thing you had. What's the most fun thing you got out of being in business?
Just the people you meet. I met a lot of amazing people that I still am in contact with now. And when you come down to the networking part, I mean, one guy tells another guy, mm-hmm. and I've had multiple people come in that all knew the same person. So mm-hmm. that's pretty cool that you did a good enough job on their thing that they're mm-hmm. willing to
oh, yeah.
to do that for you.
Well, I'm going to give you one more chance to tell us how to get in touch with you.
You can get go to my website at www.jwweldingllc.com, and my phone number is 540-4764.
Okay. And one last thing, then, as we always get to this point in the show, and that is we ask our guests for a biz tip. What would your biz tip be to somebody thinking about getting into business?
A biz tip. Really do your research. Make sure you understand the financials, the legalities, and things like that. And don't be afraid of failure, because that might make you put it off too long till it's too late.
Great idea. Okay.
I think that's a great point, because we learn more from our mistakes than we do from our successes.
Yep.
So don't be afraid of the failures.
Correct.
Just try to make an educated, informed mistake. Don't make a flyer mistake that could cost the whole company.
Yeah, and I've done those, and I learned a lot from those.
Oh, yes.
You don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. No.
I like that point, though, that you learned from it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has to be able to do that one way or the other, so that's terrific. Glad to see you're getting where you're going and having a good time doing it. So.
Well, thank you.
Well, Jason, one other question, and I know we got about a minute left. What do you do for entertainment?
What do I do for entertainment?
Yeah, just kind of relax and get away from the shop. You get away once in a while?
I get away once in a while. I work on the house or work on the yard. It's just work constantly, no matter what it is.
But it's therapy. You're not thinking welding then. You're getting away from it.
I'm always thinking welding, though.
Okay. Well, it's in your blood. You had that injection, and now it's there. And that's a good thing.
Okay.
Again, thanks for being on our show, Jason. We really appreciate having you on.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. This has been great. Appreciate it.
And we look forward to seeing you in a score sometime.
All right.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take moment to say goodbye. Randy, you're waving at me?
Yeah, well, just one thing. We're following a theme, because next week we're going to have people from ITW Miller Electric on to talk about their safety program, but they're one of the biggest welding suppliers in the country. So we're going to, Jason, tune in. You learn some good things about how they handle safety in some of their programs.
I will.
Sounds good. Well, with that, we're going to say goodbye to Jason. Thanks again. Have a great day, Jason. Go weld.
You too, and I will.
All right. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.